Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our reading today comes from Psalm 23. And the part that starts with the walking through the valley of the shadow is the part I'd like you to focus on this morning. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. In your own life, in times of difficulty, has there been a passage of Scripture that has been especially helpful or meaningful for you? Can you think of a passage? I suspect for many people, at least, the answer would be the 23rd Psalm. And around the world, regardless of culture, I think this psalm is the most popular, the best known of all the psalms. And last week, or it wasn't last week, just before I went on vacation, we looked at the first part of that psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," and how it focused on a God who cares for us, which was very different from a lot of the gods back in the classical world who are very aloof and fickle and all the rest. Today, we are going to look and see how that confession, "God is my shepherd," how that applies when we start hitting real life. What does it mean? And we have the passage, that line, in the center of the psalm that says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Notice how things have switched a bit now from the shepherd image to a very personal God. Thou, you. You are with me. And think a bit about this as we face our own challenges in life. When we're being wheeled into the operating room, we are not alone. When we're worried sick about the kids, we're not alone. When we faced job loss and we've kind of lost our way, we are not alone. When we're worried about older parents and their health, we are not alone. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, thou art with me. And you know, this week we've had some sad news with John McCain passing away, Aretha Franklin. And I was struck by these two people. They, in their own way, they've been through the valley of the shadow. And they've come through with faith. John McCain, you remember, was a prisoner in Vietnam. He was shot down. And it's interesting, you know, with all that he went through, what do you think he scraped? Probably with his fingernails. What did he scrape on the wall of his cell? the opening words of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty. That was his strength when there was no hope. A little bit later during his imprisonment, the prisoners were usually kept separated apart from one another. Toward the end, they let people get together a little bit. And here there was secret church. When the guards had sort of turned away, the men, including John McCain, would have secret church. They would say from memory the psalm before us today, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And they would say from memory the Lord's Prayer. Aretha Franklin also went through her valley of the shadow, the queen of soul, had a very rough upbringing before she became famous. Her parents, her father was actually a minister who traveled a lot. Her parents sort of ignored her. She had very little love growing up. She had a child when she was young. She had unsuccessful marriages, bad marriages, abuse. And yet she could say this through all that. You know, I never left the church. The church has always been with me. And it's interesting, in one of her songs, this is a song, "Surely God is Able." There's a line that goes, "As pilgrims we sometimes journey, we often know not which way to turn. But there is one who knows the road, who help us carry, who'll help us carry our heavy load. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You know, God never promised that life would be easy. He never promised that life would be fair. But one thing he did promise was that when we have to take on the unfairness of life, we would not be alone. That there is a shepherd who goes with us. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." A lot of crises, a lot of challenges we face in life. I've also found this passage very helpful, you know, facing grief and death in my own life. And I think you find the 23rd Psalm often read during Jewish and Christian funeral services. For it tells us that, again, we don't have to be afraid. That we do not face death itself alone. And as Christians, with Christ's resurrection, we can look forward with hope. For this life is not all there is. I don't know if any of you remember the name William Barclay. Have any of you heard of his name? When I was starting out in the ministry, he was the largest selling Christian author in the world. He taught New Testament at the University of Glasgow in Scotland, but he wrote for the common person. And he sold right around the world. And he has special meaning in my heart because when we were out in Africa, his commentaries on the New Testament were given by the Bible Society free to African pastors who were dirt poor, way out in isolated parishes. And you have no idea of the hope and encouragement his writings gave to those people. So there's a special place that he has with me. Again, a very large-selling author. He was on TV, did Bible studies on TV, did it all wrong, and they loved it. very successful on TV. But tragedy and pain came. And just before she was to be married, his 21-year-old daughter and her fiancé were killed in a sailing accident. There was a storm at sea, and they were lost. And you can imagine the pain of a parent. And this is something he said that, again, I found helpful myself and something I've tried to follow. He said, one fatal reaction is the bitter resentment which forever after meets life with a chip on the shoulder and a grudge against God. That's always the temptation. One saving reaction, he said, is simply to go on trusting, simply to go on living, to go on working, to find strength and courage, to meet life with steady eyes, with steady eyes. Now, that's what I've tried to follow. I don't know what your experience has, but I think there's wisdom in what he is saying. We all have to walk through the valley of the shadow in one form or another at some point in our lives. And again, it's been helpful to me just to look at the wording. And it says, we don't stay there. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And again, I found that a helpful reminder. This is not a place where we get stuck. We have our time there. We have to go through that valley, but we don't stay there. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's probably the most difficult line in the whole psalm. You know, what on earth does that mean? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you'll find a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on what that exactly means. For myself, my read is that it's an image of protection. You have to imagine Lawrence of Arabia. You're riding across the desert on your camel, and your enemies are after you. And you come across a Bedouin village, and you try to seek refuge with them. And if they invited you in, if they invite you in and share a meal with you, it means they will fight to the death for you because you're family. And I think we have to imagine a society a little bit different from ours where the honor of the family is everything. Thou preparest a table before me. It's not just us. God is there for us. There's that line that closes the psalm that, again, has special meaning for me, not just because I'm a minister, but the line that says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The psalm ends on a note of worship. And that's appropriate, isn't it? Where we recognize the shepherd who cares for us, who looks after us. And I don't know, I was thinking of an image, and you know, it's hard to start a car in the wintertime, especially the older ones. Have you ever tried to start a car in the wintertime? When I was in school and had to go out on Sunday morning to work, I parked my car on a hill. It was a stick shift. And I'd park it on the hill so that if necessary, I could jump start it down that hill. And I also took the battery in at night and put it by the radiator so at least there'd be some spark in it in the morning. You know, sometimes it's hard to start a car in the cold weather. And I think it's the same with faith. If you let your faith go cold, it's hard to draw on it when you're walking through the valley of the shadow. Isn't it? It's important to take care of your faith, to nurture it, to grow in it. So like McCain, like Aletha, you'll be able to draw on something when the time comes. Carlisle McCarthy was a minister who told a story to his congregation. And he said it sort of half kidding, but also half serious. And he said to his congregation, "You know, sometimes God doesn't come to church on Sunday morning. Sometimes God sleeps in." When you're God, you don't have to come to church every Sunday morning. But he said, there are times when God decides to stop by. And he comes through those black doors at the back of the sanctuary. And he walks down that center aisle. And he stops right by your pew. And when that happens, your life is going to be changed forever. You're going to be turned inside out. And then with a smile, he said, "You know, God doesn't have to come to church, but you'd better be there. Because you never know when least expected, God is going to come through those black doors at the back and walk down the center aisle and stand by your pew. And you never know what's going to happen then." Will you join with me in the saying of the 23rd Psalm? I'll read it, and I'll ask you to repeat it from memory. Again, if you haven't memorized it, it's something very much worthwhile memorizing. Join with me. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen.